Pinto, this song is banned from now on in this program, okay? As a bumper song, we're not going back to Rocky in 1988 or whenever the heck it was.
What's wrong with this song?
You're not playing Eye of the Tiger anymore, okay? That's a ban. It's a rule, okay? You okay with that?
No.
Too bad, because I'm the boss. No more Eye of the Tiger. Need to get this information out there before we bring in Saul Phillips, the North Dakota State men's basketball coach. There is a car that is stalled on 25th Street at the I-94 overpass, southbound lane. And it's causing kind of a bad traffic jam on 25th Street. So try to use the west lane. Try to use the west lane. That'd be the right-hand lane if you're going southbound. If you have to use that route, if you can, avoid that route for now. Don't use 25th Street south at the I-94 overpass, because we got a report in that it is a mess out there. The car, stalled car, should be cleared up in 20 minutes or so. So hopefully by 5 o'clock, the true rush hour here in Fargo, that'll be cleared up. But for now, we're getting word to avoid that intersection right now. There's your fair warning. Saul Phillips is the head men's basketball coach at North Dakota State. Always love to have him on the program. And he has a couple of big games this week, so I thought I'd get him on tonight because they have a nationally televised game against Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, coming up in less than 2 hours. Hello, Coach Saul Phillips. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, have you banned all Survivor in general from the air, or is it just Eye of the Tiger?
Just Eye of the Tiger. I mean, I'm
okay,
not...
Okay, so there are numerous other hits you could go ahead and play, Pinto.
Thank you.
I'm not saying I'm opposed to Survivor. I'm just opposed to that one. Okay.
I got to tell you, I'm sitting here at Notre Dame, and I'm really feeling it because my athletic story is very similar to Rudy's without the success. So it's kind of a... If you take away the good feeling, you know, everybody walks away happy. That was me in college. So I'm feeling right at home here.
You're 5 foot nothing. You're 100 nothing. You got nothing going for you.
Yep.
But you're coaching NDSU's basketball team, so.
Yeah, well, I've got something going for me now. But when it was measured not by coaching prowess, but simply athletic prowess, I had nothing going.
So this is a big one for you. You have four victories in a row after a disappointing loss at UND that I actually was mad about, Saul, because I thought you guys didn't play very well at UND. But you've won four.
There's a bold assessment from you. Boy, stop the scathing criticism. You said we didn't play well at North Dakota. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, I got you. I would say following four starters out qualifies for bad performance.
Yeah,
I agree with
you. But that part of that is the stupid new rules in college basketball.
But that's the way they call them. Get used to them. You know, if they reduce the speed limit, you can't say, well, I didn't know they reduced it. That doesn't work.
I've tried that, and you're right, it doesn't work.
No, it was a tough time. We've played pretty good basketball by and large this season. We played a brutal schedule to this point, and now it's just insane. Now it goes from brutal to what the heck were you thinking? So what do you do? We'll be all right. I like the way our team's playing, and I like the way that we're going to shape up for the Summit League. So go out and grab one of these ones just for fun. All right, go get one.
It would be exciting if NDSU could knock off either tonight or Ohio. By the way, Ohio State on Saturday night. That's the other game I wanted to talk with you about. But either one of these would be one of those signature, you know, huge headline victories that would help you out, Saul. No question about it.
No question. And, you know, you look at what got this thing rolling at the Division I level were victories over programs like this. And you get so many chances to do it. This is one of them. And I'll tell you what, we're not going to come out timid. We're not going to come out punchless. We're going to come out getting everything we got. And you know what? I'm just crazy enough to really believe in my guys, and I know they believe in what we're doing. So we got a chance.
Is Notre Dame any good? I mean, last time, you know, they're like Kelly Tripucka, David Rivers, that whole crew back in the 70s and 80s. They're no longer around. Digger Phelps, he's been on TV for a while. So is Notre Dame any good?
They're predicted fifth in the ACC. When you consider that's the best league in the nation, that's a shoe-in for an NCAA tournament berth. They're 7-2 right now. They're good. They're good. They've got a lot of seniors. They've got a big guy inside with a beard that's Bill Walton-esque. And, you know, what else could you ask for, really? But it's anytime you go to an environment like this, you know you're going to be playing against upper echelon athletes. You know you're going to be playing, you're going to have to play well. You know what? We're just goofy enough to think we can.
What has gone right for your team in the game since UND? And that's you know, more than a, you know, what, 3 weeks ago, you've beaten Santa Clara, you beat Ryder, a couple of good wins on the West Coast, you walloped Valley City State, then you went out to the East Coast and beat Bryant. What has gone well for you, Saul?
We've gotten very good play from Marshall, Bjorklund inside. We really started to tighten up defensively like this team can, you know, adjusting to those new rules and getting better. But mostly just a toughness about this team. You know, it's goofy. In our sport, we're flying commercial. We've been in the air, not in a plane. In the air, wheels up, 27 hours. It takes 42 to fly around the Earth. We've had plenty of, you know, you've been out to the West Coast twice. You've been to the East Coast. And you say, well, why would you do that to your guys? Well, a couple of reasons. First was we didn't have a choice. We had teams leave the league, and that's what you're going to deal with. We had to replace games, and nobody wanted to play us because we got a lot of returners. But secondly, I really thought they could handle it. And you look at that Bryant game, and that might not mean a whole lot to anybody in the state of North Dakota in terms of who is Bryant. They're a top 100 RPI team. That's a top 100 win for us. And to do that after flying out there, you know, we had Marshall Bjorklund in foul trouble early in that game. He had three fouls in the first half. You know, you get all, you overcome all that stuff. And what I really like about this group is they are resilient and they get it. It's a senior-laden group and they act like a senior-laden group.
Saul Phillips, men's basketball coach, NDSU, our guest at the Mike McFeely Show. The game tonight, 6 p.m., can be heard, of course, here on the Mighty 790 KFGO, but you can also watch it on TV if you want to watch TV on ESPNU. Saturday, Saul, you are playing the third-ranked team in this country, Ohio State, in Columbus, Ohio. That game, also here on KFGO. That's going to be on the Big Ten Network. I know this sounds strange. I know you've already thought about this, but Ohio State, you're playing them, and yet you're probably going to be taking a back seat to the football team because, I don't know, they're having a playoff game and their head coach is heading for Wyoming. Good for you for playing Ohio State, but maybe to grab the headlines, you got to beat the Buckeyes, Saul.
Well, we were planning on beating them anyway, so okay. What the heck? No big deal. It could go a couple different ways. It could be a real good thing that everybody's paying attention to the football team. You know, it can be a real positive. So let's just determine how good or bad that is after we go take the court. Because I know this, they are, and this is not coach speak, statistically speaking, they are the best defensive team in the nation.
Oh.
Period. So you sit there and go, all right, are we ever going to score? You know, how are you going to put it in the hoop? Last time I had a nightmare about not scoring an entire game was before a Wisconsin win when Miles was still here. I literally had a dream we scored 0 points. So I'm going to take a bunch of sleeping pills before bed that night. Hope I don't dream a lot. I don't know what I'm going to do. But, you know, the bottom line is, once again, what can you do at North Dakota State to grab national headlines? And it's to win games like these. We've got two of them in a row. And then we'll get back to a schedule that looks a little bit more like a normal NDSU schedule. Let's go out there and make the most of it and have fun. I would hate to walk off this court thinking we didn't give it everything we had. That's my focus right now. It'll be my focus on Saturday night.
Could we make a reality TV show out of your dreams? Would that work? Would that be highly rated? Would it be entertaining?
Boy, depending on the night, you'd have to really select your channel wisely. I mean, That's all I'll say. Let's just stop that line of questioning.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
I just thought I'd go down that road. Okay, so
yeah.
Thank you. You have a tip-off coming up here in just over 1 hour. Good luck against Notre Dame, and good luck Saturday against Ohio State.
Mike, we're winning tonight. I just called it on your show. Right, there you go. Bam.
Got it. We'll put that on tape and play it back. Thank you, Saul. Appreciate it. Saul Phillips, he is the North Dakota State men's basketball coach. You get that? 4:45:30. Saul Phillips called an NDSU victory tonight against Notre Dame.